action today. Of course, Indiana hosting Maryland. I mentioned that game. Illinois hosts Nebraska. Purdue is at Michigan in the late game at 5 o'clock Central. And once again, if the Boilers win and the Badgers lose today, Purdue is the number 10 seed. If Wisconsin wins, they have that first round bye. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the starting lineups. We'll have the opening tip-off next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Signed in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. John Audius with you at the Kohl Center. Senior day for the Badgers. Let's take a look at the lineups between the Spartans and Wisconsin. For MSU, under first-year coach Robin Fralick, they are 11-6 in the Big Ten, 21-7 overall. Dede Hageman, 5'7 junior guard, over 5 assists per game. Abby Kimball, 5'10 sophomore guard, 8.5 points per contest. Jocelyn Tate, 5'10 junior, scores 7 per game for MSU. Mo Joyner, 5'11 grad student, second leading scorer, just shy of 15 per game. And Julia Arop is a 6'2 post player, leads MSU in scoring with 15 per game. And Brooke Stramick's in the center circle for the Badgers. Opening tip-off, back tapped and controlled by the Spartans. Wisconsin 13-14 this season under third-year coach Marissa Mosley. They're 6-11 in the Big Ten, matching last year's win total. Arol down low against Stramick, deep on the left, goes to the basket, strong move, and it drops. For Wisconsin, the senior Brooke Stramick, and a travel against the Badgers off the inbounds. It'll go right back to MSU. Brooke Stramick, 6-foot senior from Naperville, Illinois, had 9 in the Badgers' loss at Maryland. Allie Douglas, the 6'1 senior, getting the start today. She's from Lake Forest, Illinois. Ronnie Porter, the 5'4 sophomore, just over 10 per game, second leading scorer for the Badgers. Stacia Vanderpool getting the start here this afternoon for the Badgers. Arol down low on the right, missed it. Picked up by the Badgers, 6-foot redshirt sophomore. Natalie Leitzinger, the 5'8 senior from Monroe, Wisconsin, also with the start. Some subs, though, by the Badgers, and now Williams has entered the game. So here's Porter and Wisconsin trailing 2-0, just underway in the first quarter. Douglas goes over to the right side, caught by Leitzinger. Her pass looking for Stramick is stolen away by MSU. Picked up by Tate, Spartans in transition. Arol, outside right, sets up, did not pull the trigger on the three. Was all kinds of open on the right side. A drive by MSU's Tate, flips it over her head, missed everything, picked up Wisconsin in transition. Douglas, left hand, won't go on the layup, and it's grabbed by Joyner, and Michigan State. Joyner, hesitation, drives, kicks out to Kimball on the right. Douglas, good defensive job on Kimball of MSU. 8:44 to play. First quarter, two zip, Spartans with the lead in the ball. Hageman dribbles to the free throw line, hesitates, accelerates down the lane, left hand around Porter, and it's up and in. This Michigan State team scores almost 85 points per game. That is second in the Big Ten and sixth in the nation. Here's Douglas coming in from the right, bounces in the paint, turnaround Williams, a touch too strong, picked up by Tate, Michigan State ball. 8:18 to play, opening quarter. Here's Tate, front court, to the right elbow, throws it out to Hageman for MSU. Hageman runs the point, spins to the far side. Joyner catches. Leitzinger of Wisconsin defense. Now Joyner has it. Head of the key. Behind her back on a drive. Stops at the right elbow. Kicks to Tate. Top side. Now she'll come into the lane with the drive. Out to Arol. Five on the shot clock. Arol flies in. Bounces for Tate. Low left. Tate spinning and lost the ball out of bounds. But it was knocked out of bounds by a Badger. And with 2.6 seconds on the shot clock, it'll be Michigan State ball. Spartans and Badgers meeting for the first time, the only time this year. Inbound, Joyner catches, and a quick whistle. And a foul called against the Badgers, and unfortunately, that'll be called against Sarah Williams. First foul, no, check it. It's called on Leitzinger, so the Badgers catch a break. Team foul number one, Natalie Leitzinger. And now Michigan State threw it away off the inbounds. Although Natalie Leitzinger is scoring 17 points per game her last two, so you don't want her in foul trouble either. A dribble goes off the foot of an MSU defender by Porter, and it'll be Badgers basketball. 4-0 Michigan State, 7:44 to play in the first. Moving front court, it's Porter. Out on the right. Schrammick to Williams, to Leitzinger. Left side three is in. Natalie Leitzinger lights it up on senior day for the Badgers. 4-3, Michigan State. First field goal of the game comes from Leitzinger. The 5'8 senior from Monroe, Wisconsin. Here's Arol, lowers her head, drives in on Schrammick, blocked out of bounds by Brook. MSU ball. Defensive play there by the Badgers senior, Schrammick. 7:17 to go in this first quarter. MSU 4, Wisconsin 3. The Badgers need a victory to secure the 10 seed in the Big Ten tournament. Joyner spinning on Leitzinger, fading and firing right out of the lane. It's no good. Porter hauls it in. Porter, front court for the Badgers. Ronnie guides it to Leitzinger, steers it to the corner, and Douglas. One bounce, mid-post left. Williams working. Williams pivoting. Williams up with the shot down low. No, no call. Picked up Michigan State. Kimball, front court, off to the right. Joyner catches. Douglas has a hand in the face of the MSU guard. Here's a drive in the lane. Throws one up. Rolls around the rim. No good. And it's grabbed by the UW. Badgers right to left front court. Here comes Porter. Checks head coach Marissa Mosley. 6:35 to play first quarter. 4-3 MSU. Porter drifting off to the right with the dribble. Has it on the wing. Now goes to the corner. Soft toss to Leitzinger. Topside three. Got it again. Leitzinger from the outside with another three ball. 6-4, and Wisconsin has the lead. 6:18 to play in the first. Michigan State comes in 13th in the country in three-point percentage. Here's a drive and a shot. Tough one drops by Hageman in the paint. They're fourth in the Big Ten. Meanwhile, the Badgers' three-point percentage last in the conference so far as Leitzinger gets tripped up far sideline in the backcourt. Foul MSU. But today, a great start for Wisconsin. 2 of 2 from downtown. Both from senior Natalie Leitzinger. I mentioned her last two games, she's gone in double figures. Had a career-high 18 points against Purdue. Then scored 16 in the Badgers' loss on Thursday at Maryland. So she's contributing down the stretch big time for this Badgers team. Here's Porter. Three gets wedged in between the backboard and the rim. Williams jumps up there and knocks it away. And the ball got wedged, and the possession arrow favors Wisconsin. .552 to play, first quarter, 6-6. The Badgers and the Spartans. Porter to Williams. Now Leitzinger, just right of center. Pushes it to Porter. Porter near half the court, knocked out of bounds by MSU. Getting a hand on it was the 6'1 grad student, Tori Osmond, knocking it out of bounds. 12 seconds on the shot clock for Wisconsin. Final regular season game here on Senior Day at the Kohl Center. Schrammick outside left. Couple of dribbles, 5 on the shot clock. High pass off the hands of Williams, grabbed by Douglas. Right of the lane, short jumper, does not drop. Knocked out of play by Williams. It'll be MSU basketball. Michigan State out to a 3-of-9 start from the field. That's 33%. The Badgers are 2-of-7, but both field goals have been three-point shots made by Natalie Leitzinger. 5.5 to play, first quarter. Hageman walks into the front court. Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter checks her defensively. Here's Hageman out on top. Working on Porter. Driving in, goes to Joyner on the right side. She'll drive in, out to Hageman, right side three. Clangs off the rim. Williams grabs the rebound for the Badgers. That's number 3 this afternoon. Porter, front court for the UW. Ronnie with the right-hand dribble, trying to get around her defender. Can't do it against Tate. Badgers work around the perimeter, then throw it over the head of Williams. Stramick's entry pass goes over the head of Sarah and out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:56 to go in the first quarter. The Badgers and Spartans are tied at 6. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop and count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. John Audius with you from the Kohl Center for the final time in the regular season this year. Big Ten regular season finale pits Wisconsin against Michigan State. The Badgers come in 6 wins and 11 losses in Big Ten play. Meanwhile, MSU flipped that record around 11-6. They're in the 5 spot in the Big Ten standings. Wisconsin trying to secure the number 10 seed for next week's Big Ten tournament and hopefully play on Thursday in the 10-7 game. That's kind of like the most likely scenario for Wisconsin, but they can get up to as high as number 9 with a win over MSU today and an Illinois loss to Nebraska. So let's take a look at the Big Ten scoreboard while we do have a moment. This is the third game of the day underway. Actually, there's now 4 games underway. At the half, 6th-ranked Iowa leads Ohio State 48-39. Caitlin Clark sets the all-time NCAA scoring record with a couple of free throws late in the end of the first half. Penn State crushing Minnesota 57-21. Northwestern up on Rutgers 16-5. That Illinois game starts at 2, Illinois and Nebraska. A-roll, right baseline for MSU. 5 on the shot clock. Tries the reverse layup over Williams. No good. Gobbled up by Williams with the rebound. That's number 4 today. Rebounding for Sarah Williams, the Big Ten leader in rebounds per game. 11.2 rebounds per game this season for Williams. Leads the conference. Also catch, mid-post left, defended by A-roll. One dribble, working, spinning, down low off the window for 2. There's Sarah Williams doing work and scoring for Wisconsin. 8-6, the Badgers have their first lead of this game, and it's the first field goal other than a Natalie Leitzinger 3 today. Now Schrammick defends down low. shot rejected out of bounds, and falling hard to the floor was Osmond, who just got her shot sent back. .353 to play. First quarter, Hageman in the lane. Tough shot up and under the outstretched hands of Williams is no good. And a foul will be called against the Badgers sophomore. That's her first, and it's team foul number two. And it's going to send Hageman to the free throw line for Michigan State. The 5'7 junior out of Detroit, Michigan, is a 75% free throw shooter for MSU this season. Got it. Here's the next one for Hageman, who scores about 12.5 per game, just over 12.5. Second one falls. Two free throws, good. Tied game, 8 each, first quarter. Douglas gets a pass knocked out of bounds, kicked out of bounds in the backcourt. Wisconsin recognizing four seniors today. One actually is going to be graduating early. That's Stacia Vanderpool, who's not technically a senior in her third year in the program. And MSU comes away with the steal in the backcourt. Mid-range jumper is no good. Over the back of Arolt. Or I should say Arolt over the back of Hallie Douglas trying to grab that rebound. And the foul will be called against Douglas. What is going on? Arolt jumped over the top of Douglas, landed on top of her, sent her sprawling down to the court. Why is that on Hallie Douglas? What is going on? Here's Arolt down low. Where's the makeup call? Because it should be coming shortly. Sorry, but that was interesting. 3:35 to play. It'll be Badgers ball. Ball knocked out of bounds. Wisconsin will get it. Eight apiece. Stramick's pass kicked out of bounds. Going to stay with Wisconsin. Michigan State has won its last four games in a row. The Badgers 3-3 in their last six as Porter zigzags across the timeline. Bounces to Stramick to the corner and Douglas, far side. Bounces out on top. Porter catches. Leitzinger has it. Skips it far side to Halley. Quick three. No good. Rebounded. Down low. Osmond. MSU with it. Front court. Osmond galloping down the lane. Kicking out. Joyner has it now. Over to Arolt. Big three. Shot. Missed it wide left over Williams, who was out there trying to defend. Arolt has the rebound. Arolt to the right. Offensive foul as she knocks over Leitzinger down low as she was throwing it out to her teammate near side. First called against Arolt, and that is team foul number two against Michigan State. And there is Natalie Leitzinger absorbing the contact for Wisconsin. Three minutes to go. First quarter. Porter in the backcourt. Finds Stramick. Ahead to Porter. Porter down the lane. Missed it. There's Williams. Offensive rebound. Left hand finish. Up and in. Sarah Williams with the putback. 2:45 to go. First quarter. Wisconsin up by two. Michigan State ball. This is Tate. Flips a pass over to Halleck. Here's Halleck working in the lane on a drive. Bouncing near side. Kimball throws it. It's going to go to the backcourt. Save for a moment before it goes out of bounds from Osmond, who tried to leap across the timeline, catch it. But as she tried to throw it back into the front court, it kind of slipped out of her hands and went out of bounds over the scorer's table on the far side of the court. 10-8 Wisconsin, 2:28 to play. First quarter. Here's Porter, who's just having a great sophomore year for Wisconsin. Second leading scorer, out to Grady. Grady, the Badger freshman, bouncing for the senior Leitzinger. Outside right, she'll attack hard, falls hard to the floor, misses the shot. But she did get her legs taken out from underneath her. She's going to stay on the court for just a moment. She's going to be helped up. Looks like she's okay. There is Leitzinger knocking over Osment, who I believe will be called for the violation. Yes, she will pick up the foul. Team foul number three, and here's Natalie Leitzinger with just such an aggressive move to the rim. And she's earned herself this free throw attempt. At least a couple of them, I guess. 5'8 senior is an 81% free throw shooter. Got that first one. Great start to the first quarter for Leitzinger. And now the Badgers have their largest lead of the game here, 11-8 in the first. Second one knocked down for Leitzinger. Leitzinger is going to come out of the game now. 8 points in this first quarter for Wisconsin. She's going to go to the end of the bench and actually might head out down the hallway now after a hard fall. She hit the two free throws and then checked out of the game. Kimball, top side. Now drives in, left elbow. Good. Jumper hit by Michigan State. This MSU team shoots it at 49% from the floor. That's fourth in the conference. Passed by Porter, knocked away at midcourt. It'll be Wisconsin ball. No, MSU 49%. They're top 10 in the country, number 9 in the nation in field goal percentage. And so far, Wisconsin has held a top 10 team in the country to 27% from the field. Now, the Badgers' defense is really good this year. In fact, they're second, trailing Iowa in the lowest field goal percentage allowed this season. It's just about 40%. Iowa's just a shade under 40%. Ball knocked out of play again. It'll stay with Wisconsin. 12-10, the Badgers have the first quarter lead over Michigan State. Minute 45 to play in this first period. 8 points from Leitzinger for Wisconsin. 4 from Sarah Williams. And she's also collected 5 rebounds here in the first. She's looking for her 15th straight double-double, which would tie a Big Ten record set by Megan Gustafson of Iowa. Porter, outside right. Schrammett guides it over to Jimenez, near side. Back out to Brooks, skips to the far side corner. Ball fake, Douglas to Porter, who pushes to Schrammett. Here's Schrammett driving in. Hageman tied her up. Goes out of bounds with 1.8 seconds on the shot clock, and I think it was last touched by MSU. Wisconsin has 1.8 seconds on the shot clock. Porter, left baseline, looking, bouncing, Schrammick right to the basket, layup good. It gives Wisconsin its largest lead of the game at 4. Hageman for MSU, a minute 7 to play in the first. Wisconsin 14, MSU 10. Here's Kimball, may have gotten away with the walk. Gives it to the corner. Osment skips it far side. Driving in. Halleck on Williams. Layup good. That's the sophomore Halleck. 7 of her last 8 games, she's scored in double figures. Jimenez throws to the front court. Schrammick tracks it down. 43 seconds to go in the quarter. High toss, low left. Williams, double team, trying to bounce through trouble, looking for Schrammick. Knocked out of bounds, last touched by Wisconsin. Might have been bounced out of bounds by Williams, to be fair, but it's a turnover. It'll give it to Michigan State. 37.7 seconds to play in the first quarter. Wisconsin is holding on to a 2-point lead, but the Spartans are going to take their time walking across the half-court stripe. 29 seconds on the game clock, 21 on the shot clock. High left side, just left to right hand with the basketball is Halleck. Still waiting, high left side. Now she'll make her move toward the wing on the far side of the court. Shot clock's at 5 to the free throw line. Lower her head, accelerate to the rim. Layup good, Halleck. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Up the right sideline, here comes Jimenez with 5 seconds. Here is D. Down the lane, knocking over an MSU player. Offensive foul with 3 seconds to play in the quarter. Jimenez a little bit out of control on that drive, and she'll check out. 14-14, And Michigan State will have to go the length of the floor with 3 seconds to play in the first. Wisconsin providing some defense in the backcourt. Hageman catches up the right sideline. Hageman won't be able to do much of anything with it as the first quarter buzzer sounds. And after the first 10 minutes here on Senior Day, Wisconsin hanging with the Spartans. It's Michigan State 14, Wisconsin 14, and we'll be back after this break. You are listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Days sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. At the Kohl Center on Senior Day, John Audius with you, and the Badgers and Spartans are tied after the first quarter, 14 each. Wisconsin's defense did a really good job against Michigan State in that first quarter, limiting MSU to 6 of 18 shooting. That's 33% from the floor. They were 0 of 2 from the three-point line, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Compare that to the Badgers' offense, 5 out of 12 from the floor. That's 42% from the field. Wisconsin hit 2 3-pointers, both from Natalie Leitzinger, but overall 2 of 4 as a team. And the Badgers also were 2 of 2 at the free throw line. And we are even at 14 after the first 10 minutes. Senior Natalie Leitzinger, a blistering start in that first quarter. 8 points for Leitzinger on 2 of 2 shooting. Both those, once again, those three-point hits. 4 points, 5 rebounds for Williams in the first quarter. So Sarah needs 6 points and 5 boards to capture her 15th straight double-double, which would tie a Big Ten record. She has 17 total double-doubles this season. Also has scored in double figures 23 times, including 20 straight games. MSU ball to start the second. Halleck behind her back to Tate, free throw line. Works in the lane, bounces down low on the left, and the layup's in by Osment. Backcourt pressure by Michigan State now. Dangerous pass caught by Douglas, bouncing to Leitzinger. Wisconsin trying to get it into the front court. Stramick has it. Her pass is deflected and stolen. Halleck has it on a 2-on-2. Halleck gives it up to Joyner. Floater in the lane, good. That MSU defense just led to 2 points. Wisconsin has the turnover. That's number 7 of the game. Here's Porter, left sideline. Into the front court for Wisconsin. Shoves off on Joyner. Bounces for Williams. Bobble picked up. Williams in the paint. How about a step through and a finish? Good. There's Sarah Williams. Going to be a first-team All-Big Ten selection. Should be after Sunday night when the voting is complete. And she's also a candidate for Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. But that time puts 2 on the board for the Badgers. 18-16, Michigan State leading the ball. Down low, Osment deep on the right. Pivoting, 3-second call against Osment. 2-point Michigan State lead, but it's now back to the Badgers. Those 14 points by MSU, the lowest in a quarter all year for them. So that Badgers defense really showing up. Ball kicked out of bounds as Leitzinger had it in the front court. Season low 14. So this Badgers team, like I said, really off to a really good start. Porter will inbound. 8:39 to play second quarter. Badgers down by two. Stramick throws to Williams inside. Kicks it back out to Douglas. Badgers basketball. Stramick to the left. Porter. 10 on the shot clock. Screen by Stramick. Porter still with it. Out on top. Throws back to her left. Brook inside. Caught by Williams. Turn around with three on the shot clock. Hits off the right side of the rim. No good. Tracking it down as Leitzinger. Offensive rebound. Now Porter has the rock. All alone. Long two straight on. Back rim no. Williams offensive rebound. Up through contact and the finish. Williams has a chance at a three-point play. So now Williams to the free throw line. 18-18 with 8:09 to go in the second. Williams up to 8 points and six rebounds. And back to the Badger defense, limiting MSU to a season low 14. Six blocks in this game. Six blocks coming in that first quarter. Here's Williams. Good. 3-point play good for the 6'4" sophomore who shoots it at almost 79% from the charity stripe. 1-point Badgers lead. Hageman around Porter and an illegal screen set by Osmond. It'll be Badgers ball. Second team foul against MSU. 8:01 to go in the second. Trapped in the backcourt, Stramick bouncing to Leitzinger. Pass all the way over the head of Porter. She tries to race and chase it down. Couldn't get to it as it bounces out of bounds. Just a touch off the mark and that pass trying to get it to Ronnie. Turnover, Wisconsin. Unfortunately, that is the Badgers' eighth turnover. Out on top for MSU. 7:44 to go in the second. Tate's open. Left side. Nobody picked her up. She misses the three. Porter secures the rebound. Front court for the Badgers. Here comes the Badgers point guard. Ronnie Porter. Outside right. Goes to Williams. Short corner. Far side. Skips it. With a pass caught by Douglas. Hallie. Slip screen. Player screen, I should say, by Stramick, who catches. Skips it to the far side to Leitzinger. Shot clock's under 10. Porter has it. Tries to fire a pass to Williams that got intercepted. Hageman, front court with the dribble to the corner. Joyner with three. Left corner three, drilled by Joyner. Michigan State 21, Wisconsin 19. 7 minutes to go in the second. Leitzinger poked away from behind by Osmond. Steal an hour at a fast and furious pace. Joyner, layup, no, and a foul by Porter. You can tell Michigan State really comfortable causing chaos and just starting to get into a little bit of a zone there, I guess you could say, as a team. Rhythm. Foul against Porter. That's her first. Team foul number one against Wisconsin with 6:53 to go in the first quarter. Now here is Mo Joyner at the free throw line. Good. Over 1,100 career points for Joyner. Had 16 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists in MSU's last game, a victory over Illinois. Second free throw's in. And now Michigan State has its largest lead of the game, 23-19. Williams checks out for Wisconsin, 9 points, 6 boards. Grady catches backcourt. She's trapped. Gives it up to Douglas. Bounces into the front court with 3 seconds to spare before the backcourt violation. MSU denying Porter. And then Douglas finally hands off to Porter. quarter around a Douglas screen on the right. Throws to the near side. And this is Grady. Five on the shot clock. To Douglas. Back to Grady out on top. Here's Porter driving in. Flips one up off the backboard. No good. Shot clock violation. Wisconsin just could not penetrate that Michigan State defense and did not get a quality shot there with the shot clock winding down. Porter tried to make something out of nothing at the end. And now the Badgers will step back to defense. 6:22 to go, second quarter. 23-19, Michigan State leading the ball. Spartans, 21 wins this season. They're 11-6 in the Big Ten, fifth seed currently. They have an opportunity to get the double bye and capture the four seed, but they obviously need a win today and some help. Here's Arault in the lane. Left side to Joyner, shoves off on Leitziger on a drive. Now fades from 15 and hits it. 5:58 to go, second quarter. Now MSU enjoying its largest lead of the game, 25-19. Yeah, Michigan State can get the four seed with the win, and then a Nebraska loss at Illinois. That game tips off at about 2. 5:40 to play, second quarter. Here's Porter outside right for the Badgers. Left hand drove, pull up long two. Nope, off the right side of the rim. Hauled in by MSU, picked up by Kimball. She'll race into the front court. Joyner. Right side three is in. Timeout, Wisconsin. 5:24 to play in the second quarter, and Michigan State leads the Badgers 28-19. A 10-0 Spartans run. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Second quarter here at the Kohl Center on Senior Day, 5:24 to go. And now Michigan State's on a 10-0 run, 28-19. The Spartans have opened up this game against Wisconsin and now lead the Badgers by 9, their largest lead of the game. Wisconsin has had as much as a 4-point lead here in this first half. That happened late in the first quarter. But after holding Michigan State to a season low, 14 points in the first quarter, the Spartans have already reached the 14-point mark here in the second quarter, and we're about midway through. MSU outscoring the Badgers 14-5. Three of their last three from the floor. Wisconsin's defense has been pretty solid, though, so far in this first half. The Badgers, as a team, have 5 blocks. They made a correction on the statistics here. They had them earlier at 6, but team blocks now. Wisconsin at 5, and that is 2 shy of matching their season high for blocks in a game. So good start there. The 9 shots by Michigan State, and they're going to have to get back to it because right now the Spartans offense, which I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, is one of the best, not only in the Big Ten, but in the entire country. They're 2nd in the Big Ten in scoring at just under 85 per game. That's number 6 in the country. Their field goal percentage is 4th best in the Big Ten and number 9 in the nation. And here in this quarter, Michigan State is 5 of 6 from the floor. That's 83% shooting. Wisconsin, 2 of 6. That's 33% of their shots dropping so far. Douglas trapped in the backcourt. Gives it up Porter. Right half, Porter. Throws a pass over to Schrammick. Outside left, and the Badgers will set up their offense. Porter catches from Brook. Right hand toss over to Leitzinger. Dribble drive, handoff to Douglas. 10 on the shot clock. Screen Williams. Porter goes to the right elbow. Throws back to her left. Extra pass to Schrammick. Ball fake. Around Kimball to the left baseline. 3 on the shot clock. Out to Douglas. Got it. Douglas delivers with a 3-ball just left of the wheel. And it stops a 10-0 run by Michigan State. Douglas has the school record for most threes in a game with 6, and it happened to come against Michigan State back in 2022. She hits Wisconsin's third three of the game. Tate in the lane. Schrammick defending. Oh, and Schrammick was just standing with her hands above her waist, and Tate kind of spun around her a little bit, drew some contact, and there's going to be a foul call. First foul against Schrammick. Team foul number 2 against Wisconsin. 4:28 to play. We're in the second quarter. Tate now at the free throw line, and the free throw's in. 5'10 junior, transfer from Bowling Green. She followed her head coach, Robin Fralick, who's in her first season at MSU. Fralick, former coach at Bowling Green, and the second free throw's in. Michigan State by 8. Wisconsin on offense. Porter zigzagging through trouble, throws to the front court. Douglas, hard bounce inside. Here's Williams. What's the call? Travel. Working on Aralt in the post, and Williams shuffled her feet a little bit with her back to the basket. Turnover. Michigan State by 8 with the basketball. 4:17 to go before halftime. Final game of the regular season for the Badgers. Trying to surpass last year's win total of 6 in the conference. Get to number 7 with a victory and secure a first-round bye in the Big Ten tournament. Drive-in Joyner leaves it off. Aralt, layup good, deep on the left. Largest lead of the game now for Michigan State's at 10. Here's Leitzinger fighting off Joyner on a drive up the near sideline. Douglas high post inside. Williams all alone, blocked by Aralt. Williams gets it back up. That one's going to fall. She stuck with it, and she put 2 on the board for Bucky. 32-24. Now Williams has reached double figures again this season. That's number 21 in a row. 24th time overall this year. Needs just 3 rebounds for a double-double. Now Williams comes back with a block on Aralt, who picks it up again and then lays it up and in deep on the right. So Aralt blocks Williams. Sarah gets it back, scores. The next possession, Williams blocks Aralt. Aralt gets it back and scores. And on the Badgers, throw it away. MSU ball. 34-24, Michigan State lead in the basketball. 3:03 to go before halftime. Halleck, the Joyner on the right. They work it off to the left side. It's Kimball. Douglas will defend for Wisconsin. 12 on the shot clock. Kimball in trouble to Joyner, who runs into the Badgers bench and then gives a little forearm to Leitzinger, who barks right back at her. .242 to go. It'll be Badgers ball. 2:38 and counting now. 10-point deficit for Wisconsin. Schrammick out to Douglas on top. Douglas, right-hand dribble. Outside the arc now. Gives it up to Porter. 10 on the shot clock. Ronnie to Schrammick. Out to Douglas, right side. 3, no. Joyner picks it up for MSU. 2:14 to go before halftime. Now Halleck slices in from the left, out to Joyner. Three, good. Just right of center. 37-24, MSU by 13. Under 2 minutes to play. Spartans back off defensively as the Badgers bring it into the front court. Second quarter here at the Kohl Center. Stramick outside right. Leitzinger to Williams. Five on the shot clock. Sarah makes her move. Spins, fades, fires, and connects. Williams with the short jumper. And it's 37-26. MSU leading the ball by 11 now. A minute 20 to go before the half. Stick around at halftime. Hear from Wisconsin senior Hallie Douglas. Arol three. Bangs off the back bracket. No. And then Stramick gets shoved out of bounds by Osmond. There's a whistle. And what's the call here? Now the three officials gathered at the free throw line. Both teams going back to their benches. But they're going to have to go to the video monitor on this one. So what we've got now is a 37-26 Michigan State lead, but we've got a little bit of a break in the action as they're going to go to the monitor and see if there was anything extra that should be called here. A minute 10 to go before halftime. Let's take a look at the Big Ten scoreboard. Number 6, Iowa in a top 10 matchup. Carver Hawkeye, 75-64. They lead Ohio State. That's after three quarters. A win by Iowa. They'd become the 2 seed in the Big Ten tourney. At the half, Northwestern has a 36-28 advantage over Rutgers. Those two teams will be playing on the first day of the Big Ten tournament. Getting ready to tip off, 14th-ranked Indiana hosting Maryland. Later today, Illinois hosts Nebraska. Also later this afternoon, it'll be Michigan hosting Purdue. Badger fans keeping an eye on that, depending on what happens here. If Wisconsin wins here, they're the 10. And Schrammick's going to be called for a foul. And that's all we've got. It's just a Schrammick foul, who, by the way, was shoved out of bounds, but okay. But if the Badgers win, they get that 10 seed. If Wisconsin can't get past Michigan State today, then that Michigan-Purdue game becomes very important because it would take a Michigan win over Purdue for the Badgers then to still hold on to that 10 seed. If Purdue wins, Wisconsin will be playing on Wednesday. One final, Penn State beat Minnesota. And not only did they beat Minnesota, I have to double check this. There's almost a 60-point win. That's insane. 90-34. 90-34, Penn State won. So what that means is Penn State now becomes a potential opponent in the Big Ten tournament for Wisconsin. A couple things need to happen. They'd be the 7 seed, and 7 plays 10. All right, back to the action. Hageman and Michigan State have the basketball, approaching 1 minute to go before halftime. Hageman scoops it out to Aerolt, hops down the lane, driving layup, no, but a foul. Right into the Badger freshman, Deyanis Jimenez, who's getting some help from her teammate, back on her feet. Just under 1 minute to play in the second quarter. Michigan State up by 11, and the Spartans will be at the free throw line. So what we know about Penn State, they got that win. If Indiana beats Maryland, and if Michigan beats Purdue, then Penn State's the 7. And if that happens, Purdue would have a loss, and that means Wisconsin's the 10. Here we go, one. Now, if the Badgers do win today, I know I'm giving you a lot of scenarios. And that's up and in. And Illinois loses to Nebraska. Wisconsin would go up to the number 9 seed. Free throw good. Lily Cron enters the game now for Deyanis Jimenez for the Badgers. 39-26, 13-point lead. Porter, backcourt, crossing the timeline with the dribble. Off to the right, Douglas return pass to Porter. Gives it up to Halley. Returns it again to Porter. One dribble out to Kron. To the corner, near side. Leitzinger skips over to Porter. Out to Douglas, back to Ronnie. Three, no good. Left side of the rim. Offensive rebound, Williams. One dribble up, off the backboard. No, got it again. Got it ripped away and a foul. 33.1 seconds to play in the half. And we'll let the stats update, but I'm pretty sure now Williams has her 15th straight double-double after all that. 39-26 Michigan State. Right now the stats have 13 points, 9 rebounds for Williams, so she's one board shy of her Big Ten tying 15th straight double-double. Porter, the inbound, quick whistle, 5 seconds, but the whistle came as the ball was in the air. That was a late whistle. The ball was already in the air, Wisconsin, it was, and then the whistle came. 39-26, Michigan State now with the basketball. That was close. Hageman will just casually walk across the timeline. Right hand dribble over to the left. Porter going to pick her up high left side. 19 seconds to go in the quarter. 15 on the shot clock. Michigan State by 13. Down to 10 seconds to go. 7 on the shot clock. Hageman makes her move. Accelerates down the lane. Pass Porter. Layup good. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Leitzinger backcourt. Caught by Douglas. Down to 1. From beyond half court. Top of the backboard, no good from Hallie Douglas. And we've reached halftime here at the Kohl Center with Michigan State leading Wisconsin 41-26. Coming up at the half, we'll go through some of these numbers, team and individual. Plus, up next, our halftime interview with Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas. Well, today's game brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. That's R-O-E-H-L. My halftime interview with Wisconsin senior Hallie Douglas is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-4255. 2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free, 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
And I think because I missed a lot of non-conference and I didn't get to play a lot in that, the season just fell a lot shorter. But it's really like I'm not done. I'm not ready to be done playing. Like I want to keep playing. So it's definitely gone a lot faster than I thought.
Halftime here with Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas. So you've been, you know, doing this for 4 years. What is the key you would say to balancing getting a degree and then all the demands of a student athlete that you have to undergo? What is that balance like, and what's the key to making that right?
I feel like it takes a little bit of time to get used to, but it's definitely manageable. You know, when you go to class, if you're missing class, you just figure it out with your professors and just stay on top of your work. But I feel like I've had an easy time balancing just putting school first, but then having a lot of time for basketball and putting extra work in with that.
Is that something that you have to, as you go, you know, from freshman to sophomore, junior to senior, is that something that you get better at?
Yeah, it's definitely, and just like maturing and getting better with that and your time management. But freshman year, you're definitely like woken up and you're forced into it really quickly, but then you get a hang of it by sophomore year.
Final question for you. What would you say, what kind of piece of advice would you give to someone who's trying to make that jump from high school to play collegiate basketball and everything, you know, the balance of study time and practice time and everything that goes into it? What kind of advice might you give somebody like that?
I would just say, like, lean on your older teammates, lean on people that have been through it, because everyone on your team has been in your shoes before. So just being able to lean on each other is the best way to get through it.
Thanks, Hallie.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, that's Hallie Douglas here at the half. Back with more after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Women's Basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking. By you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at v.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime at the Kohl Center, 41-26. Michigan State has the lead over Wisconsin. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Let's take a look at how we've gotten here. It was a good first quarter for Wisconsin as they held Michigan State to a season low in scoring. 14 points in the first. The Badgers put 14 on the board as well. And after the first minute, 10 minutes rather, we were tied. 8 points from Natalie Leitzinger in that first quarter as Wisconsin held Michigan State to 33% shooting. The Badgers also 5 blocks as a team in that first quarter. Meanwhile, second quarter saw MSU jump out all over the Badgers. Wisconsin had a 19-18 lead before a 10-0 Michigan State run to take a 28-19 advantage before the Badgers stopped that run. But overall, MSU outscored the UW 27-12 in the second quarter. Eight turnovers in that second quarter for the Badgers. But they did get 9 points from Sarah Williams to go along with four rebounds. And Williams having a pretty good day so far in the first half for the Badgers. They're going to need her in the second half if they want to make a comeback here this afternoon against Michigan State. Overall shooting, Spartans 50% from the floor, 15 of 30. They've hit 3 of 7 threes. The Badgers 40% from the field, 10 of 25. They are 3 of 7, 43% from downtown, and 3 of 3 at the free throw line. MSU 8 of 8 at the charity stripe. Team assists, 6 in the first half for MSU, 4 for Wisconsin. Rebounding, 14-13 lead for the Badgers. Offensive rebounds even at 6 apiece.